And there's somebody else that wants to come in studio and talk about a charitable cause. So, Jer, let's open the door. And thank you, sir.
Hi, oh, look Craig.
At this. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, it's Rick Skinlonen, one of the Skinlonen
brothers.
So
great to see you guys again.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Hi, George.
Hi, Rick.
I have a big charity organization that I want to promote for North Texas Giving Day.
Where?
And I really need your help because we're off to a pretty slow start.
It's very odd to see you without your brother Nick. Where is he? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's appearing at another one of your radio stations, 93.3.
Oh, you guys are splitting chores. Yeah.
But we're $14 toward our $100,000 goal today. So we really need to pick it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want all your readers to go
listeners
to NorthTexasGivingDay.org.
Okay.
And type in the initials of our charitable society. And I don't know what the acronym is, so Craig, you can work it out as I give you the the name. But because you have to use the initials, you can't use the whole word.
Okay.
Whole words. It's Footballers Against Re-injuring Torn Groins, including Ripped Ligaments Society.
Well, is
so
it
type that in?
What I get is fart girls.
Oh God, is that right? Oh no, we've got to change that.
Yeah, you need to maybe that's why you've only raised $14.
Maybe that's why.
You type that in and you don't really want to make a donation.
It's horrible.
This is our old buddy Rick Skinlonen, and played in the NFL for 18 years with his brother Nick.
Yeah,
11 Super Bowl rings, I believe.
Yeah, no, 15.
Did you cross paths with Emmitt Smith? I know you were teammates at one point.
Yeah, I went up and tried to say hi to him and he wouldn't even look at me.
I can understand that.
I won 3 Super Bowls with you. You didn't even recognize me.
I don't remember you on those teams.
Anyway, if you donate on the $100 level.
Yes, what do you get?
You get a signed miniature football helmet.
Signed by?
Whoever sends it to you. Just whoever our intern is that sends them out.
You and Nick could at least sign it.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I don't know. I never thought about it. But if you donate on the $200 level, you get a set of the Rick Skinlonen signature coaster set.
So you do sign those.
What a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't sign them. They just have my picture on them.
That makes them signature.
Not only do they have my picture on them, but you can set drinks on them.
Yeah, that's generally what coasters do.
And then if you sign up at the $1,000 level, you get to be the president of our society, and you never have to hear from us again.
Oh, what was that again?
Yeah, the $1,000 level,
$1,000?
Okay. Yeah. All right. President, I knew that would get
put
you.
Me down.
you'd be president of the Fart Girls Society.
Well, I'll do what I can. If I never have to hear from Rick again, I'll do it.
Yeah, and Nick and I start this because it was a passion for us.
Yeah.
After Nick's 15th groin injury in as many months, we wondered what we could do to make a real difference in people's lives.
That's great. That's really great.
So we started, what's the acronym again?
Fart Girls.
Oh, God, we got to change that. Anyway, so many people have undiagnosed groin injuries, guys.
They do?
Yeah. And we really need to get these people the help they deserve.
Okay, I've never really heard of this as a problem.
It's not a legitimate thing.
Yeah. I mean, the lesson was really reinforced when we saw Hurricane Florence blow through. And
what does that have to do
all
with
those
anything?
Flooding victims who possibly have undiagnosed groin.
Okay, that's enough. All right, we're up against it. We gotta go. Good luck with your cause.
Hey, and, thank you, George.
Yeah, good to see you,
George,
I guess.
The new president of Fart Girls.
And we never have
so
to
you
hear
got $1,014.
Hey, Drake, guess what I get to do this weekend?
What's that, Rick?
Go to the Best Buy.
That's not a big deal.
That's where you get to look at electronics.
But that's not a big deal, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Guess what my favorite thing about crayons is?
What?
You can draw pizza.
Awesome. All right, that's Rick Skinlonen. It's 8:49 on the ticket.